Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Funk you up. Don't believe me, just watch. We are on the air live from Logos. Call in at 516-453-9133 and join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. It's me, your girl E. Davis, and this is Strictly Business. And we got an awesome show for you tonight. We are going to teach you how to work the network, how to use social media to build your brand. And I have with me a very, very, very special guest. He is a great friend of mine. He's a dear friend of mine. We go back, and even back in the day, he has mentored me and counseled me and gave me great advice. I want to introduce you Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's Connection King, Bernard Alexander. Vern, are you there with me right now?
Hey, good evening, Ebony Dawn. Thank you for the warm, beautiful introduction. I am here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight. As mentioned, you are the Connection King, and I am, first of all, just from our history, from the neighborhood, I am beyond proud of you and what you have accomplished. I think we've met when I was like 15, 16 years old, and even then you always upheld a standard, especially in the Black community. And I am just proud to know that you always look out for individuals. You always give that great advice on business and networking. So that's why I definitely wanted you on the show, because who else to really give that advice but one of Pittsburgh's own, the Connection King. You are the Connection King. So before we get into it, I just wanted to break down the concept of social media real quick, and because those who social media is, but I like to just give a little background, a little lesson. So the question is, what is social media? Social media is more so the websites and applications that enables users to create and share content or to participate in social networking. Social media allows you to do at least four important things. One, discover new ideas and trends, connect with existing and new audience in deeper ways, bring attention and traffic to your work, and build and craft and enhance your brand. So, Vern, what I wanted to go over, first of all, how did you get the title? It's well-deserved, but how did you get the title, The Connection King?
Oh, wow. All right. So much you said. Wow. All right, where do I start? I want to say I've been an entrepreneur. Well, I've been an entrepreneur on and off all my life, but my current business, one of the two businesses that I currently have, I launched 15 years ago, and a lot of what I do centers around connecting on social media. So I used to host at the old Shadow Lounge. I'm sure some of the listeners remember the Shadow Lounge in East Liberty, but probably about 13 years or so, 11, 12, 13 years ago, I used to host a bi-monthly event at the Shadow Lounge called the Networking Nightcap. And at the Networking Nightcap, the happy hour event, it was geared to teach Black entrepreneurs, really anyone, but, mostly Black entrepreneurs, how to network and to connect with each other. And the purpose of the Networking Nightcap was to have everyone get up in front of the entire crowd to do their elevator pitch. There were times where I only had one person show up at the event. There were times where I had 75 people show up at the event. You know, it was always very super random, but in the midst of that, I was teaching folks that, hey, you have to be comfortable at telling people who you are, what you do, why you do it, you know, why or how you do it better, and how to get in contact with you. And I hosted that event on and off for a couple years at the Shadow Lounge. Some of the folks who were regular attendees. There was a husband and wife. The husband, his name is Walter Fortson. He's retired. He's a serial author like you, Ebony Dawn, and he dubbed me the Networking King. And for a few years, everyone called me the Networking King. And as I grew in my journey of entrepreneurship, I really learned the difference between networking and connecting. And when I really focused more on the connecting part, not necessarily the networking part, then I kind of, you know, took the liberty to slightly, you know, change the nickname from the Networking King to the Connecting King. And if anyone who's listening wants to know the difference between networking and connecting, let me break it down real quick. Mm-hmm. So I may know someone who has a passion in writing, and I tell And I tell them about Ebony Dawn, but I don't necessarily introduce them to each other. That's kind of like networking. It's kind of letting, you know, one person know about somebody else, and then it's, you know, kind of up to them to start that relationship. Whereas connecting, you have two people who could come together, you know, where they can help each other, or one has an expertise that the other person needs to utilize. And that person in the middle, the connector, actually makes the introduction, whether it's in person, phone, email, text, or social media, where I do a lot of connecting, and actually bring folks together based off of, I want to say, kind of like the respect, or the respect or understanding of that person in the middle. You know, I think people, especially within my network, you know, realize that if I'm going to connect you to someone else, it's for the benefit of the both of you.
Okay. So in other words, you're going to connect somebody to me that I could definitely help, and they will also help me in return. Make that connection.
You know, that would be the best scenario. Where it's a win-win for both folks. It's not always a win-win because, you know, someone may, you know, for example, someone may get themselves into a situation and they need connected to a lawyer, and I directly connect them to, you know, someone who I feel like they can help, you know. In that situation, you know, the person who needs the lawyer, you know, yeah, it's kind of like a win-win, but, you know, the lawyer is the one who's going to potentially ultimately win because, you know, there's a transfer of money versus, there's, you know, just hundreds of different scenarios when it comes to that. So win-win is the best scenario, but, you know, it's not always like that, you know. But the main point is actually having someone to, like, tangibly put two or more people together.
Okay, so one of the things that you said that definitely struck out, and it actually kind of pushed me last year, was to be comfortable enough to present themselves. I know that from my experience with working with other authors, they're very uncomfortable with being on social media, going live to promote their business and their brand. And especially right now with this past year that we have with the pandemic, now is the time to utilize the tools on social media. So how would you encourage someone that feels, you know, that can be camera shy to actually get past that shyness, get past the insecurities, and to present themselves and their business on social media?
Oh, great question. I think they can start by practice in the mirror.
Okay.
Practice speaking in the mirror. Practice giving their elevator pitch. And I kind of mentioned earlier what the elevator pitch is, but I didn't state what it is. Elevator pitch is pretty much like your commercial. There's different variations of an elevator pitch. Some the traditional elevator pitch lasts for about 30 seconds. So a lot of times when you are in front of influential people or people who you want to help you, you don't have 15 minutes to an hour to kind of explain what you do. So typically with a normal elevator pitch, think about the time that you get onto the elevator to the time you get off the elevator. That's the pitch. So within that period of time, 30 to 45 seconds max, you're telling folks who you are, what you do, how you do it, what makes you different, and how to find you afterwards, right? And so that sounds like a lot, but with a lot of practice, you can get a nice pitch in within 30 to 45 seconds. There are other opportunities where you may have an opportunity to pitch, you know, to a small group or for a competition for money, for $500 or something like that, and the the judges will expect you to speak a little bit more, maybe 5 minutes or so. So even within that pitch, you want to give a story about how your business have grown or just how you have grown as a writer and, you know, went from a casual writer to a public, to a published author, you know, so a variety of different pitches. So I would just say, just practice with the basics in the mirror and then practice with your friends, practice with your family. You know, there's so many different technology and platforms out here right now. Since the start of COVID, I have been on no less than 3 or 4 different Zooms through business support organizations here in Western PA, where folks who participated on a Zoom where they did their elevator pitch, where folks won anywhere from $500 to $1,000, literally just for speaking for about 3 to 4 minutes about their passion, about their business. So there's a lot of these opportunities out here that provide seed money for different entrepreneurs. So you're going to, it may take somebody a year or more to get a perfect pitch. You know, so what you want is a build consistency. So you want to keep cultivating what makes sense for you and what accurately kind of describes your vision, your passion for your brand. So I think you start right there, right? You just keep working on how do you describe the business when you have an opportunity to talk to one person or 500 people. And as you get more comfortable with that, at the same time, you can start building your social media persona. And I think when it comes to how you present yourself on social media, that it's super important to be authentic. And I think, I'm pretty sure that folks who follow me on social media and trust me and trust what I present, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, that they know even if I may be slightly wrong here or there, that at the end of the day, they all know that my passion is serving the community and making sure that the community have as many resources as possible when it comes to community development and entrepreneurship. So folks, if they don't know anything else about me, they know that I'm passionate about starting and expanding and providing opportunities for Black and Brown businesses in Western PA and across the country. So become authentic, you know, just be your authentic self. Don't be somebody who you're not. And eventually, you know, start incorporating live videos where you just speak to your followers for a few minutes. You know, there are some folks who get on live, and, you know, you've seen it a lot, Ebony Dawn, during a pandemic, and they just get on live because they're bored and they don't have nothing to say. You know, watching people cook dinner, watching people take their hair down or, you know, braiding their hair, I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, so, wow, okay.
if you're going to go live, right, it's important that the folks who tune in find value in what you're speaking on, right? Have at least 1, 2, or 3 little nuggets of information that they'll, the person will be like, wow, you know, that quote or that, that message or that information resonated with me, and I'm going to try to implement that into my life, into my brand, into my business, so that the next time you go live, that they will come back again and they will probably invite some people to the page. You want to make sure that those live videos are public, right? You want the videos to be public so that people can share the videos, and it's, and once it's shared, it's exposing you to other people who you're not even connected to yet.
Okay, what we're going to do, I got a couple questions I'm going to ask you. What we're going to have another track to listen to rock out to, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
It is me, your girl E, and this is Strictly Business with E. Davis. We are on air from Logos, and call in to join the conversation with the Connection King, Bernard Alexander, 516-453-9133, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We are talking about the importance of working social media for your business. Bern, are you still there?
Absolutely.
Okay, so one of the questions, and again, you always say the key word that sticks out. How important, and this is, I don't want to say a dumb question, but how important is consistency? Like, really, how important is it? As opposed to just being relevant, how important is it?
In my opinion, it's damn important to be consistent, especially when you're using social media with your followers and different things. And you know, I can honestly say that I've struggled with consistency at, you know, different points in time. And especially over the last couple of years, I really thought about who I wanted to be and how I wanted to present myself, which included pulling back from participating in a lot of things that didn't have anything to do with my brand, you know, conversations that, you know, just wasn't the best and different things like that. I strive and, you know, I really try to educate entrepreneurs within my network to avoid online hangovers, avoiding arguing and fighting with customers, arguing and fighting with just folks on opinion-based questions and different things like that, because no matter how good your product or service is, some people will look at what you typed and your opinion on this or that and use that against you and your business and your brand, and we see that every day. I have a friend who is a well-known business owner, and I won't say what type of business she has, but sometimes people come after her and her business online, and instead of just kind of sucking it up, you know, a lot of times she will go back and forth with folks on social media, and, you know, we've talked about it quite a few times, and her thing is, you know, you're not going to disrespect me or my business or my brand. And, you know, some people feel the same. And I think, you know, and what I do is if I can't diffuse the situation, then I'm going to find a way not to have to be engaged with that person at all. Because at the end of the day, it's going to hurt me more than it's hurting the person who may be disrespectful.
That's such a powerful point, because I experienced some issues, and I refuse to just, I guess, entertain foolishness on social media. I refuse to put subliminal messages. I'm not doing that. And if I don't disagree with the post or with a comment, I just don't respond. Because to me, the best response is no response. Because at the end, like I guess my thing is, what are you gaining by arguing on Facebook or on Instagram, or like what is the real gain? And if we have even learned with the recent president, foolish it is just to say that stupid stuff. You know what I mean? Because you look like an idiot. So it's like, when you are a business person, you know what I mean, you have to maintain that integrity, because you want the customers, you want the followers, you want the people to come to you because you uphold that standard. It's in your business and in your persona. And, I mean, that's such a big, big, important lesson that we have to learn. Now, for you, what social media do you use, and why do you like those the best? What social media sites?
Cool. So, I'm on LinkedIn, but I don't post that often on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I post literally maybe once a quarter on LinkedIn. I will say 95% of the time I use Facebook as my means of promoting what I do. I use Instagram as well to promote my event space. I'm on Twitter, but I have not tweeted probably in about 2 years. And more recently, I joined the Clubhouse app, and I don't participate in a lot of conversations on Clubhouse because, quite honestly, there's a lot of conversations that don't have anything to do with business. There's a lot of celebrities who host rooms, and, you know, it's shoot your shot, what type of sex you like, this, that, and the third. So what I do is I have a couple people who I partner with. One is Mike Logan, who is a retired Super Bowl champion with our hometown Pittsburgh Steelers, and one of my buddies, Pierce Robinson, who is a manager at the Urban Redevelopment Authority, which is a business lending organization branch of the city of Pittsburgh. So we every week, every other week, we pick a entrepreneur and we interview that entrepreneur, and the folks who are in our room, we let them ask questions. So I go on there, have a conversation once, a few times a month, you know, just trying to provide nuggets for folks who are entrepreneurs and just wanting to learn about other people in our community who are doing a damn thing.
Okay. So what tips would you give a new business? If I'm starting a new business, what tips would you give me with regarding to building the business with social media, especially right now with the pandemic where we really can't have a crowd?
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's say tomorrow Ebony Dawn was starting a business, quote unquote, called Writer's Block Publishing. which we already know you have, right? But, you know, let's just, you know, say that you were doing this starting tomorrow. One of the first things that I would do is I would suggest that you see that the name that you want to have the business, that name is available in a state that you operate the business in. So you go to for example, you go to PA Department of State, PA Department of State, and there's a tab in there called name search. So you type in the name Writer's Block Publishing. As long as no one else has that name, Writer's Block Publishing, you can register that name for yourself, right? But before you register that name, I will also suggest that you do a domain search, where, you know, if you wanted to have a website, www.writersblogpublishing.com, right? So you will want to make sure that that name is available, right? Now, I know your website is different, you know, edavidsllc.com, right? But I would suggest that someone keeps everything uniform. So if the website is going to be writersblogpublishing.com, then I will also, if that's available, if that name is available as well, so you got the name possibly with the state, you got the website name, now you're in uniform, right? And so then before you make those purchases, I will also say, all right, type that name in on Facebook, type that name in Instagram, type that name on Twitter, type that name on LinkedIn or TikTok, you know, whatever medias that you want, and try to secure all those different medias with your name. You know, even if you decide to not create a published Instagram page at that time, you know, but you will still have a right to that name, you know. So trying to have all those names consistently so that when someone looks for you, you know, they may not be on Facebook, but they may type that name in and they may find a website and they may find an Instagram page as well, you know. So try to be consistent with that as much as possible.
Okay. And then speaking of consistency again, I have been called on the carpet about my lack of hashtags because I'll just post and keep it moving. And then, in fact, my husband had to help me create an actual a notebook app where I have hashtags for everything I need to hashtag, and then I could do it with copy and paste. But how important are the hashtags for your business?
So kind of like how I mentioned earlier, I spend about 95% of my social media time on Facebook. And, you know, I put hashtags on there every once in a while. But it's not super heavy. But, you know, the hashtags are definitely super heavy in an Instagram page. And I will say, even as being a social media, quote unquote, guru, that I try to stick to my wheelhouse. So I have probably on my main Facebook page, I have 6,000 followers. I have a public figure page that has 3,000 plus followers. And then I have for my event center, I have 3,000 followers. So I have a lot of people who follow me on social media, and then all my posts are public. So I don't really do hashtags on Facebook.
Okay.
Now, Instagram is a different story for me. On my personal Instagram page, I have 3,000 followers. On my CKV event space page, I have 3,000 followers. But no matter what I do, when I post on Instagram, unless I post a personal picture of me and my kids or something like that, I don't get a lot of engagement. And as a result, I have not spent a lot of time and energy, because I know I get such high engagement traffic on my personal Facebook page that that's where I spend most of my energy. So, but I do know that the power of hashtags are super important. When I do use hashtags on my Instagram page, I usually get likes or loves from people who aren't even my followers. You know, has that resulted into new business or anything like that? No, it's just folks who, you know, follow those different hashtags. But for me, it has not personally benefited. But, you know, I also have friends who are different types of influencers, whether they're cosmetologists or fitness gurus. There's a young lady who just within 6 months, she has about 50 to 100,000 followers on Instagram. And, you know, she documents her journey of losing probably like 150 pounds over the last couple years. So that visual presentation is great. You know, so it really depends on the type of business as well. For Instagram, you know, me having an event center, posting pictures is cool. With my main business as being a social media influencer and hosting events, it doesn't translate well to Instagram. But for folks who are in a business of personal training, or a person who is, you know, creating a roadmap of how someone could be healthy and fit by showing their personal journey of losing 150 pounds, those before and after pictures, you know, those get thousands of comments pretty easy, and they go viral because you can tangibly see the results. Cosmetologists do very well on Instagram. There's a young lady here locally. She has about 20,000 followers, and every post she puts up, she gets like 1,000 likes. And when she shows the before and after hairstyles. You know, so it really depends. The hashtags are super important, but it really depends on the type of business as well.
The type of business. Okay. Okay, so now we have another track coming up, and then we'll be back with more from the Connection King.
Ain't nothing I can say, nothing I can do. So bad, yeah, I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned, even back, 'cause I could never make you unhappy. No, I've been too bad, girl. Only wish I didn't love you so. Makes it so, so very hard to go. I knew the time would come, I'd have to pay for my mistakes. I can't blame you for what you're doing to me, girl, even though my heart aches. Your dreams have all come true, just the way you planned it. So I'll just step aside, a helping hand in, 'cause I can never make you unhappy. No, I can't do that, girl. Only when I can love you so. Make it so very hard to know. 'Cause I love you so.
Call in at 516-453-9133. Press option 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We are live today with Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Bernard Alexander, known as the Connection King. And he has given us some great tips and resources on the do's and don'ts and how to build your business on. So, Bert, a question. Is it really possible, or just a, I guess, just a an idea, is it really possible to build your business using social media? Is it possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have, and I know a lot of people have as well. And there's a lot of people making 6 and 7 figures or more, you know, using social media as well. I'm a paid social media influencer for a lot of local organizations. More recently, I have done work for the cable conglomerate Comcast. I have done work for, the United Way. Multiple campaigns with the United Way. There are about 8 different entrepreneur support organizations that I do work for, involving social media and being a social media influencer, teaching about social media, about 8 different business organizations here locally in Western PA. Social media is definitely a big business. I get paid by organizations to post advertisement on my personal Facebook page. You know, imagine that, using Mark Zuckerberg's technology for organizations to pay me to use my influence to get people to pay attention to what other companies or organizations have going on. You know, so it's huge. Currently, I have been advertising. I'm going to be hosting a Zoom in 2 weeks, teaching folks how to get money through the various resources here in Western PA for their businesses and their different organizations. And I have sold the tickets exclusively through social media. I just launched this literally a week ago, and I've sold almost 35 tickets at $40 a piece, you know, and wow. I have 15 more tickets that I will sell, you know, within the next, you know, 13 days. And that will be $2,000 of revenue that has come strictly from social media. I have helped businesses and different organizations within the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years obtain at least $500,000 in funding, mostly exclusively through, you know, working on social media. That does not include the individuals who actually have sold a lot of merchandise because of me promoting them on Facebook. And I will give an example. Since the pandemic, folks haven't been going out as much as, you know, we would normally. There's a young lady who does her own version of Painting with a Twist, a young, you know, Black woman. And, you know, she'll bring a party to you, or you can rent a venue and you can bring your people to the party, different things like that. So she has not been able to do that. So as a pivot, she offered painting kits that people could order for Christmas. And she was selling those kits between $40 and $50 a piece. Well, I put one post up and she almost sold 20 kits. So she made damn near $800 from one post I put up, you know, from the folks who commented on that one post. So used correctly, folks can definitely make a lot of money on social media.
Well, I will definitely be reaching out to you, because my sister-in-law was, because I always undersell, because I'm a giver, you know what I mean? I'll give my last dollar, but my sister-in-law was telling me to kind of some of my merchandise, because of, you want to look at shipping, you want to look at the actual merch and the name. So I'll definitely be reaching out to you on just ways to do more on my business and to reach more on another level, because this recent event just kind of catapulted me into doing more for my businesses and my brand. So, of course, because you've been my mentor since 92, brother, you know what I mean? So, and I am a forever student. But nevertheless, so if somebody wanted to reach out to you, no, real talk, like, you definitely are that guy. I listen. I remember you came to an event that I was vending at, and you bought a book, and then the next day, you told me to up my price. And I did
absolutely.
That immediately. I'm like, all right. I told my husband, I said, Burn said, he was like, all right, do what Burn tell you to do. And that's exactly what I did. because of the man that you are, the integrity that you have upheld. So it's like, what you say is gold. So I'm just letting you know that if you tell me to jump, I'm going to say how high. You know what I mean? So I got you. But nonetheless, say again?
I was like, here's the thing, you know, whether or not they read the book, they're investing in you, right? And, you know, think about, you know, all those books at the bookstore, which is super corny, and people don't have a problem spending $20 or $30, you know? So, you know, I don't feel like, oh, you know, I have to keep this $10 because people won't buy it. No, it's $20. And I believe it. I think that's the price I told you, if I could remember.
I sold it for $10, and then you messaged me the next day, and you said, sell it for $15. Like, it wasn't like, hey, what's up, how are you? You said, sell your book for $15. I was like, yes, sir. And that was, what, 2017? And now we're in 2021. Yeah. And then even, like I said, my sister-in-law, she came by the house, I think it was Tuesday, and I was showing her some of my merch. And I said, yeah, well, I sold this for this price. She was like, nope, sell it for that price. And I was like, okay. And then my cousin and I, he went over my books, all the inventory I have, and he totally upsold everything. Like, he organized everything to increase the price. And it wasn't a major increase. It was just the point that, because, one, I do like to, I'll get stuff. I'm just one of those people. But it was just the fact that this is a business, and you need to break even plus some. So that's what it is. So when we come back after this track, we want to get your contact information so you can help those across the nation, as you say, to build their business. We'll be right back after this track. With Strictly Business with E. Davis from Logos. Just call in at 516-453-9133. Press option 1 to join the conversation. That is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We have a caller. Caller, how are you and where are you from?
Wow, I'm doing excellent. How you doing, Miss E. Davis?
It is the Magic Man. Hey, Magic Man.
I'm doing excellent, man. I'm really, really enjoying this show, and honors to your special guest. And so I don't know, I know we can't see each other, but if you can lift your elbow up and just raise it in the air one way or another, we can touch elbows virtually. I don't know. It's almost like pulling teeth trying to get, more followers, course, up here, you know, most people know me. I'm an international Hall of Famer, of course. But what I'm trying to do is this is a large world stage in which we're at. And that's one of the great visions that the CEO, all of us as hosts, we strive not only to do a good public service, but we also want to be able to, you know, take it and grow our audience on a nightly, daily, weekly, so on and so forth basis. So thank you so much for the vital information that you're sharing tonight. I definitely wanted to call in and looking forward to find out how you are becoming successful in especially during this day and time. So I'm actually hanging on to your every word so I can try to listen and learn, okay?
Thank you so much for calling in. Do you have any questions for our host? I mean, not our host, I'm sorry, for our guest.
Yes. I guess just trying to take the next step. You know, this is something I've always been curious about. I heard you mention about something going viral. What exactly is the number that actually makes something go viral? I've always been curious.
Bar?
Oh, wow. I don't know if there is an actual number. I think it could be just 10 people sharing something, and that can be considered, you know, making it viral. I think the main thing with making it go viral is, a million people can see it, but if no one buys it, then it doesn't matter that it went viral. You know, so I think really it kind of goes back to like the beginning of the conversation that Ebony Dawn and I were having is that, hey, whatever product or service that you offer, you have to make sure that you are giving excellent quality, you know, and, you know, just kind of, you know, everything else will kind of fall in place. If you give an excellent quality and service, you know, folks will make it go viral for you. A lot of times when I post different things on social media, it instantly go viral, right? Because I've already established with the folks who I'm connected to. You know, I think for the most part, they know when I share stuff or share certain things, especially within entrepreneurship, that it's going to be of value. And, you know, and it's not necessarily things that I charge money for. It's free things. It's free resources. So, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that entrepreneurs need to do is not to always sell. So I don't always sell to the people who are following me. I try to give more resources and free things and things that will be a benefit without always selling, so that when I do sell and I say, hey, you know, I got this, it's going to be $40 or whatever, you know, folks don't think twice and be like, yep, I already know it's going to be valuable.
Wow, that's absolutely great information. Thank you so much for sharing it. And thank you so much, E. Davis, for being just a tremendous host here at O&E. And like I say, I'm definitely a fan. And definitely, like I said last year, before the year was out, that you and I definitely have some business. I appreciate the gift, the divine gift that you sent me. I definitely want to let you know I did well receive that. And I definitely want to support you in your endeavors, because I know it's going to point me in the right direction for to boost up my endeavors as well, okay?
Absolutely, and you have my numbers. You can just make use of that phone number anytime during the day, and I got you.
All right, thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, Vern, if somebody wants to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
This isn't even to sound arrogant, but if someone wants to contact me, what I would do is tell them to Google my full name, Vinod Alexander, and they will see examples of some of my work, different articles, different things like that. they'll see all my different social media links. So it would be great if they just did a little bit of homework on me, take 5 minutes to read up a little something about me before they contact me. And then they can, the best method would be if they send me a message on Facebook or send me a friend request on Facebook, my cell phone number, my email address, all that's on Facebook as well. I keep all my information public so that if someone wants to connect with me, they can.
Okay, perfect. So it is now in Ngozi time. We have our awesome producer is going to come in and do his magic. Ngozi?
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that came by tonight with Strictly Business. I want to thank our brother, you know what I mean, Mr. Alexander, for trying to, you know, it's a very, very important thing where even with hosts of Orny Dynasty, you know, I always promote shows every day. Am I right, E. Davis? Every single day for 7 days a week, this company makes sure that we have the best videos, the best promotion, and the best connections. Even it's funny because we call our all-time listener record connection records ever since 2013, our history, and our legacy continues. My jest with the host of ONE is to do a better job in recruitment and promoting their own franchises. You know, don't just, you know, rely on Brother O. It's always about, you know, and Ab did a great job. Thank you so much, Ab, you know, what you did today. It's all about promoting your show. Promote your show, because we all know that the parent company's going to do it. But, you know, there's challenges. The challenges are, what do we do with our own lives? Yes, people say, you know, they do audio visuals. Yes, they, you know, some people might just type in words. But the key is also putting your face out there. You know, being, you know, presentable and hospitable to your own family of followers on the social media. We have Facebook. We have Instagram. We have even Twitter. But we have hosts that don't even do that. So it, you know, how great is a company, even though we are great and, you know, a company of longevity and history, but how well will we really perform in the eyes of the international public if all of us come together and match the sponsorship? I'm going to leave that alone. Anybody has any comments or suggestions? They'll know where to call me. You got my number. You know what I'm saying? And it builds this outstanding opportunity we have in ONE. Enough said. Hashtag that one. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we come right back on with Pastor Kevin Perry, and the work is done right here on these ONE stations, 9:30 Eastern Standard. And, of course, Damon Network has advertisements for ONE, which is on the Deli and Ghost Enterprises, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghost Prime Time on at Damon.com. We're in Ghost Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli and Ghost at Pinterest and Google Plus, Ola Deli and Malay, we Ghost at Facebook, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? oledele.goesbutmy@gmail.com, and I am your mother and stylist, favorite producer, Oladele Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis, we rock, Roslyn. Thank you for your transmission tonight back on the East Coast. Also, the soundtrack of your lives was provided by me, your boy Olasky, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame group, Tower of Power. And now for the next 2 minutes in the program, you got E. Davis. How about that? Hashtag, enough said.
Just hit on some key points that we discussed tonight. First and foremost, maintain your integrity. For in order for your business to build, whether you're using social media or not, it is very important. It is mandatory to maintain your integrity. Second, you need to be consistent. The power of being consistent is to show up, and that's just like you do with any job. You go to work on time, you go to your lunch and breaks on time, and you punch out on time, so you have to be consistent. And third, the power of listening and following through. Bernard said that he has helped a lot of people, one, because they listen. And he gave the advice, they executed, and they was rolling in that money. Bernard, do you have any final saying? Any final thing to say?
I just, you know, E. Davis, thank you for, you know, having me on tonight. And I love sharing just tips and stories and how to use social media. And the good thing about social media is as long as you get a chance to wake up tomorrow and try again, you know, so experiment, have fun, try different things. Be consistent with how you know, trying it out. And if it doesn't work, then you can always pivot. You can always turn and think of other strategies where you can use the media to work to your advantage. Think about some of the people who are within your industry, well-known names. What are they doing? And how are they doing it? And can you emulate some of those things within your brand, within your social media, so that the folks within your sphere of influence would be like, oh, you know what? I need to buy me some merch. I don't want to miss out. You know, so just be creative and think outside the box and just keep on trying.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Thank you again for joining as my guest tonight. And, again, I'll be contacting you shortly. Thank you. Everyone, have a great night.